Yes, that's great, I said. Really? So what have we got so far? For this issue? Wouldn't you like to sit down first? Let me get you a coffee. You must feel terrible. My husband died, Clarissa. I am still alive. I have a son to look after and a mortgage to pay. I'd just like to get straight back to work. Clarissa took a step back. Fine, she said. Well, we've got some great stuff. It's Henley month, of course, so we're doing an ironic what not to wear for the regatta, which is a cunning pretext for some pics of gorgeous rowers, bien évidemment. For fashion, we're doing something called Fuck Your Boyfriend. See what we did there? That's going to be girls with whips snarling at boys in ducky brown, basically. And for the real-life slot, there's two choices. Either we go with this piece called Beauty and the Budget, about a woman with two ugly daughters and only enough money to pay for cosmetic surgery for one of them. Yes, I know. Or my preference, we've got a piece called Good Vibrations, and I'm telling you, it's an eye-opener. I mean, my God, Sarah, some of the sex toys you can buy online these days, they're solutions to desires I had no idea existed. God save us all. I closed my eyes and listened to the hum of the fluorescent lights, the buzzing of fax machines, and the fluid chatter of the editorial girls on their phones to fashion houses. It all seemed suddenly insane, like wearing a little green bikini to an African war. I breathed out slowly and opened my eyes. So which piece do you want to go with? Said Clarissa. Cosmetic conundrum or carnal cornucopia? I walked over to the window and rolled my forehead against the glass. Please don't do that, Sarah. It makes me nervous when you do that. I'm thinking. I know, darling. That's why it makes me nervous, because I know what you're thinking. We have this argument every month, but we have to run the stories people read. You know we do. I shrugged. My son is convinced he will lose all his powers if he takes off his Batman costume. And your point is? That we can be deluded. That we can be mistaken in our beliefs. You think I am? I don't know what to think any more, Clara. About the magazine, I mean. It all seems a bit unreal suddenly. Of course it does, you poor thing. I don't even know why you came in today. It's far too early. I nodded. That's what Lawrence said, too. You should listen to him. I do. I'm lucky to have him, I really am. I don't know what I'd do otherwise.